Good morning again. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. This morning I would like to start a critical series of teachings on what I feel is one of the two greatest lacks in the body of Christ. And they are, one, an unteachable spirit, and two, the ability in God to be able to judge yourself and judge others in situations in your life so that you can separate yourself from the unholy, the ungodly, and the unrighteous, thus preventing much heartache and spiritual loss in your life. Way too many Christians today suffer great loss in their walk with God and in their desire to know that holy God. Now, the teachable spirit point, we're going to have to set aside for a time, and maybe I will talk about that after this series here, but make no mistake, my friend, Christians around the world that I know, they think they know it all. Well, guess what? Nobody knows it all. And they think that they need not to be taught. They are unteachable. They're ungodly and unknown to God. Back to judge yourself. And that's what I would like to title this series, Judge Yourself. Amen. Did you know the most important part of judging has nothing to do with right and wrong? We miss the point totally when we focus on right and wrong. But God tells us in His Word what is right and what is wrong. So there's no need for us to judge that. The focus instead then is on ungodly or godly, unrighteous or righteous, or holy or unholy. These are the factors God looks at and is looking to find in us. But let us go ahead and go to the Old Testament, to the book of Leviticus, chapter 20, 24 through 26, as we lay a little scriptural foundation for what I would like to start today. In verse 24, we read, "Ye shall therefore put difference." Now go ahead, and I'm going to be talking while you're turning, amen? So, "Ye shall therefore put difference," that word difference there is judge, "between clean beast and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean. And ye shall be holy unto me." Wow. "And ye shall be holy unto me. For I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine." Now, that is big L-O-R-D speaking. That's God the Father, and not little L-O-R-D speaking of Jesus Christ. But we have been severed. We have been separated from other people and situations and things so that we can be God's. God has separated us into Himself. But for that to happen, we must desire in our heart to want to come out from the world and be separate. God has said it to be so, but whether it happens or not, it's not up to God, but it is up to us. Like all of God's precious promises, all of those precious promises, they are only God's intention. Let me say that again. Those precious promises in the Bible are God's intention. And them coming to pass has nothing to do with God's power and God's authority, but depends on us. It depends on whether or not we believe His Word to be true. And then, are we willing to meet the condition God has established that comes along with being able to receive those precious promises that He wants to give us? Every precious promise from God has a condition we must meet. Let me say that again. Every precious promise from God has a condition we must meet. In Isaiah 1:19, as an example, it tells us if. Now, I like that word if, because if is the most important word in the Bible, I believe. Because if always sets the condition for receiving from God. So, if ye be willing and obedient, and ye shall eat the good of the land. The condition is being willing and obedient, and if we are, then we shall eat the good of the land. Again, every precious promise from God has a condition we must meet to receive that promise. Just crack open your Bible, take a good read, study it, and you will find this to be so. Now, we like to look at those precious promises, but not God's. They are His precious promises, and He wants to give them to us. But God is not looking at them. He is looking at us to see whether or not we have met the condition. And God, and my friend, I'm afraid God will not turn his head to us not meeting the condition. We think, oh God, he loves us, and he does. And he will just wink, and you know, it will be okay. Well, that is why many Christians, I believe, do not have much in God, because they are not meeting the conditions in God to be able to receive. So the condition to be his is for us to be separate, to be separated, severed, severing ourselves in heart and mind from the world to do this which he wants us to do. And for that to happen, we must come to a place of self-judgment and a place of judgment and other areas and other things in our lives. The divine spiritual principle here is after judgment, there is always a separation. But let me say that again. After judgment, there is always separation. This thought process of God runs all throughout the Bible. We have been separated from others to become his in a fuller way. Those that follow after God and are obedient to him and his authority, well, since God establishes all authority, so all authority is of God, even the police and the government and so forth, so they have been separated unto God if we are obedient. We then carry a much greater responsibility than others. So God looks down and he tries to get from the masses that belong to him certain individuals, and then God then separates them from the rest that they may become gods in a fuller way, a deeper way, closer and a richer way. And with that call of separation, there comes an awesome responsibility with that. Be ye holy. Not everyone who calls themselves a Christian belongs to God. Yes, all souls are God's. Ezekiel 18:4 tells us that. But there is always a judging when separated. Let me say that again. There is always a judging when separated. Well, we judge all the time. When we go shopping, we say, this one is too ripe. This one is too big. This one is too little. This one is too old. You know, we separate those out. And so you put a difference between the clean and the unclean. You come to a place of responsible judgment as to what they should be or should not be taking into ourselves. Wow. What you should or should not be doing. What you should or you should not be saying. You have been brought to a place of responsible judgment. Ye shall therefore put difference or judge the difference between the clean and the unclean. Many Christians think, well, because they have been taught wrong, not to judge. But in reality, the Bible teaches we are to judge righteous judgment. In John 7:24, Jesus said, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgments. Judge between those things which are holy or unholy, godly or ungodly, righteous or unrighteous, not at what we think is right or wrong, or even according to the standards of the men of this world. So I ask you, what do you take in to yourself? Well, we can be so self-indulged to the extent that we become inebriated or drunk with self-indulgences and self-pleasures. Some people are full of strife from feasting on the filth of TV, internet, and social media. Wow. Many take so much of the world into them that they become drunk with the things of this world, that they cannot tell what is clean, and what is righteous, and what is holy in the eyes of God as relating to them. We just finished an election, and millions of so-called Christians voted for people who support murder and homosexuality and LGBTQ and Black Lives Matters and anarchy and just so much more of ungodliness. Well, they are drunk with the world, inebriated in their heart with things not of God. They have no spiritual discernment. They have no ability in God to judge righteous judgment. So God, yes, will turn them over. Yes, again, will turn them over to destruction. They they are trying to walk a Christian life. Religious but lost, with no spiritual judgment or discernment. They are not able to tell you what is going on around them in the spirit, nor are they even able to tell you what God's will for their life is. They are drunk with this stuff. Yet they go to church, they sing in the choir, they serve on the deacon board. They're religious but lost. These Christians have no clear judgment. The church, remember now, the church will only be as effective as the people in it. And if they are drunk with the stuff of this world, then the church will be drunk, wanting stuff of this world. Make no mistake, my friend, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. How much of this self-gratification pleasures are we taking into us? How much do we load ourselves up with what the world has to offer? How much of the, you know, of this world are we drinking from this cup? Amen. More next week on Judge Yourself. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a wonderful day and the Word has conformed you more and more into the character and the image of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.